USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After weeks of delays, the Senate is poised to vote on the $1+ trillion bipartisan infrastructure plan. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News day drinking may be the reason some Republicans will give the vote a nod.
They told us all this isn't going to add to inflation, but it is. I mean, I don't like to brag about all the expensive places I've been, but earlier today I went to the gas station. This bill's going to make it worse. It's going to make it worse for groceries, too. And look, I'm for infrastructure. I'm just not for infrastructure at any cost.
Final votes are expected around 11 o'clock Eastern Tuesday morning. If passed, the bill would then go to the House. A new memo from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the Pentagon will mandate the COVID-19 vaccine for all members of the military by no later than mid-September. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of Sentinel Death Syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In Sentinel Death Syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 28 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today, it's one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.